Would you pray together with me? Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, is indeed Lord. And it is right and it is good for us to sing praises to him. And Lord, as we come to remember him, we know that we need your assistance in doing that. So Lord, as we look at your word, I pray that you would grant us your Holy Spirit, that we would be able to understand your word, that we might accurately ascertain what is there, and it might enable us to remember him well. And we pray this in your Son's precious name. Amen. Well, as we come to our time around the Lord's table today, we are going to be looking at a passage that will help us remember Jesus' unique qualifications to serve as our atoning sacrifice. So if you have a Bible with you, would you turn with me to Luke chapter 1? The angel Gabriel has come to visit Mary, and he has news for her in verse 31. He tells her that she will conceive in her womb and she will bear a son. And then Gabriel goes on to tell Mary about the works and the reputation of that son that she will bear, that he will be called the Son of the Most High. He will reign over the house of Jacob, and his kingdom will know no end. Mary wonders how this can be, since she has not yet been with a man. And her question to the angel has less to do with her unbelief and her doubt than it has to do with her astonishment that God would choose to use her according to his purposes. Gabriel answers Mary in a way that informs us of how we can remember Jesus this morning. So let's read verse 35 together. And as we read verse 35, let's look at two things. First, let's look at how it is that Mary will conceive that child. And secondly, what that means about the one that she will conceive. Verse 35, the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God." Gabriel tells Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The language used here indicates that the conception is to be an extraordinary Spirit-performed work, a Spirit-performed work that's completely separate from all human activity. All the work here is being performed by the Holy Spirit. The choice of language excludes any participation on Mary's part at all. And that the power of the Most High will overshadow Mary. The overshadowing here refers to the creative energy of God that is working in a way that is obscuring human understanding. And Gabriel also tells Mary that because all this is the work of God, that the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. He shall be called the Son of God. And the word holy describes Jesus perfectly, because even though he was born of a woman like every one of us, Jesus was completely set apart from us. And the way that he was set apart from us is that he was the Son of God. He possessed every aspect of deity that every good Jew ascribed to their Father in heaven. But take notice of the little word shall. It's a very small word, but it's a very important word in this passage, because it makes the strongest possible link between two ideas. On one hand, the idea that Jesus' conception was entirely the work of the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, because of that, he must be referred to, he must be known as, he must be seen as, and recognized and acknowledged as the Son of God. And the reason why we go into all of this today has everything to do with us, everything to do with us. Our Creator has a response of vengeance to sin. And that response of vengeance is beyond our ability to bear. Because we are created beings, we have no capacity to bear within ourselves the full amount of God's vengeance against us and the offense that our sin is to him. But Jesus, whose human conception was completely of God, has always been a member of the triune Godhead, and he is not like us. Because he was the Son of God, he was capable of absorbing within himself the full weight of God's vengeance against everybody who would place their trust in him as their Savior. Two different gospel accounts of the crucifixion to help us understand this. In Mark's account, we learn that Jesus was on that cross bearing the Father's weight and anger against us from the third hour through the ninth hour. So he was there for 6 hours performing service in our place. John's account tells us that at the end of those 6 hours, Jesus knew that all things had been accomplished, that he had finished absorbing all of the Father's vengeance against everybody who would put their trust in him. And that's the way that we want to remember Jesus this morning. We want to remember him as the one who willingly went to the cross, who obediently went to the cross for everybody who would put their trust in him. And he went to the cross as the Son of God who was capable of absorbing God's anger against everybody who would put their trust in him. And he did indeed complete that work. He finished that work for us. So if you are here as a believer in Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning, we are thrilled that you are here, and we invite you to join us. As the elements come to you, take them and hold them, and remember that Jesus Christ himself, born of a woman, is the Son of God, capable of serving in your place and purchasing your salvation for you. When your heart is ready, take the elements on your own. If you are here this morning and you have not placed your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, please know that we are also delighted that you are here with us this morning. Know that God has one design for salvation. There's only one plan that he has for salvation, and that is that he transfers the sin of everybody who would put their trust in Jesus onto Jesus as he hung on the cross in the place of those people. So if you are at a place in your mind and your heart where you recognize that, and you would take your life and you would take your life and commit yourself to following Christ, please join us in taking the elements today. If not, simply take the elements and pass them to the person next to you. And know that this is a time for Christians to remember what Christ did when he was on the cross in their place. But after the service would be a great time to talk to the person next to you or any one of the elders. I myself would be happy to talk with you more about what Jesus did on the cross for those who would trust in him. So men, come and serve us. And when your heart is ready, take the elements on your own.